97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin lawmakers are busy this week. Savannah Tolme Olson takes us to the state capitol.
Now the question is passage of Senate Bill 504.
It was a marathon of a day in the state Senate.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill's passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
They took up almost 70 bills and resolutions. Republicans' priorities included bills that ban health care for people here illegally and further legislate the definition of abortion in Wisconsin. They also voted on a measure to repeal Governor Tony Evers' 400-year veto that increased school funding. State Senator Chris Kapinga, a Republican.
The governor stepped in and did something he's never done before, and that is he changed the bill in a way that no governor in the history of the state of Wisconsin has changed. And that's very concerning for us because the legislature is where the voice of the people is supposed to take place.
As part of the Republican-authored budget, Wisconsin schools are getting increases for special education funding, but no increase in general state aid. Democrats say Republicans' priorities don't address high costs people all over the state are feeling, and that includes in our schools, where more and more districts are proposing referendums just to keep the lights on. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson.
You've decided to raise property taxes across the state, and you did it in a way where you're forcing the local school boards to make up the difference. And if anybody is watching from a local school board or anyone who is watching who's a local property taxpayer and is wondering why their property taxes continue to go up, I have three answers for you. It's the state, it's the state, it's the state.
The bill passed along party lines and now heads to the Assembly. And if it passes there, Governor Tony Evers will be the one to decide whether to sign or veto that bill. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme Olson.
A familiar name in Wisconsin politics has been appointed as a federal prosecutor by the Trump administration. Civic Media's Jimmy Casca has more.
Former Wisconsin Attorney General and State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel was sworn in as interim U.S. District Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin on Monday. He was appointed to the position by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. The interim appointment lasts for 120 days. Federal district judges can vote to extend the appointment or remove Schimmel after that time is up. Schimmel was most recently a circuit court judge in Waukesha County. He lost against Susan Crawford in the spring election for State Supreme Court.
Schimmel said he is aware of the word interim in his title, but hopes to stay in the position longer than the 120 days. A bill in the state capitol would fund updates to a dam in Rothschild. Lawmakers in the state Senate advanced the bill yesterday. Under the bill, Domtar Paper Company would get $42 million to update the dam. Domtar operates the dam in Rothschild and one in Nakusa. The dam, built in 1912, spans 663 feet across the Wisconsin River, creating Lake Wausau. It was initially used to power the Rothschild Mill and channel pulp wood from upstream for pulp and paper manufacturing. The project aims to replace the timber crib spillway section of the dam, which was last replaced over 60 years ago. If the bill passes, it would fund half of the update. In total, it will cost $84 million. The funding for the modernization project was first included in the 2025-27 biennial budget. Domtar has lobbied for the bill. So has the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association, the Wisconsin State Energy Group, and the Wisconsin Paper Council. A sister bill in the state assembly is waiting in committee.
This is Winter Weather Awareness Week with Ready Wisconsin, and we're starting to experience the freezing temperatures. As colder winter weather arrives, emergency room visits increase due to cold-related illnesses and injuries. Ready Wisconsin recommends Wisconsinites prepare for winter weather with an emergency kit and supplies. It should include non-perishable food and water, cell phone and charger, flashlight and batteries, first aid kit, important medications, a weather radio, and a change of clothing. They say you should dress in layers when you go out of doors and make sure you have an emergency kit in your vehicle. In addition to the same emergency items at home, the one for your car should also include blankets, a shovel, jumper cables, and sand. It's also important to keep your gas tank at least half full in cold weather. There's an open position on the Public Works and Utility Committee in the town of Rome. You must be at least 18 years of age and live in the town of Rome, where curbside service of the water utility is available. If you're interested, submit an application, letter of interest, and resume. They need to be in to the Town of Rome clerk, Wendy Newsom, by 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th. Giving Tuesday is December 2nd this year. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is inviting support for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. A $35 donation sponsors one child in our area to receive a year of free books. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library mails high-quality books to children from birth to age 5 every month. There's no income requirements for children to be enrolled. They just need to live in Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph, Vesper, or Adams County. So far this year, almost 5,000 books have been mailed to children in the community. You can find more information on the United Way's website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny to mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 41 this afternoon. Tonight it will be cloudy with a low dropping to 31. Tomorrow, a little bit of light rain possible, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.